Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Gantner Drummond, an attorney general who will defend our rights, uphold the rule of law, and serve the people of Oklahoma, not the political elite. When his nation called, fighter pilot Gantner Drummond bravely led the first U.S. combat mission of the Gulf War. Drummond returned home, became a successful businessman, rancher, and accomplished attorney. Now a new mission, defeat the corrupt political establishment. Put America first. Pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, ready to secure our elections. Gantner Drummond for attorney general.
Paid for by friends of Gantner Drummond, 2022.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
And today's live cattle and feeder cattle markets were both higher. The June live is up 90 at 133.72. That was the highest close in about a month for the June live cattle. We're also into the first notice day was yesterday. There were no deliveries. The oldest date was back in March of 2021. So over 1 year ago, there's still some long positions that are fairly old at this point. The August live cattle up $1.22 at 134.12. The October's up 97 at 140.07. Box beef at midday today was up 212 in choice at 271.70. The select was 250.77, down 32 cents, widening that choice select spread out to $20.93. Feeder cattle were up 47 in August today at 172.45. The September's up 20 at 174.75. That market has really turned higher since about the third week of May here. We're up about $8 off of those lows. And probably the surprising thing today is how the feeder cattle came back and closed green or higher on the day, given the fact that corn was higher as well. The live cat or the lean hogs rather down 80 in June at 108.42. The July's up 30 at 109.27. The August lean hogs up 40 at 107.10.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
And today's grain futures were higher for the corn and beans and lower for wheat. July corn up 14 and a half at 757. The Goldman roll, the Goldman index roll that rose their long index fund position from the 5th to the 9th business day of the month. So they're rolling July grains today. It was kind of surprising that they would be selling that, but yet that was the strongest corn, also the strongest bean. So July corn up 14 and a half, 757. Dece up 11 and a half at 714. The July beans up 29 cents at 1728. And November new crop up 16 and a quarter at 1549. The wheats, on the other hand, lower. The July Chicago wheat was down 21 at 1071 and three quarters. The July Kansas City down 20 and three quarters at 1149, giving back some of yesterday's increases. The cotton futures today, about unchanged here. December was up 8 at 119.88. It's been steady. I think there's a little bit of a lack of harvest progress. Oklahoma was only about 5% harvested, so not a whole lot going on. Corn planting, 94%. The five-year average is 92, so we're caught up. The first corn condition report showed 73% good to excellent, so that's pretty good. Typically tapers off from this point all the way through the end of the crop year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.